Good morning. All right, we're going to try that one more time. Good morning. How are we doing this morning? Woo! Are you guys excited to be here?
Yes.
No, I'm going to try that one more time. Are you excited to be here?
Yes.
Well, then do me a favor, everybody. Go ahead and stand up. Let's do it together. Everybody, go ahead and stand up. While you're standing, I want to go ahead and get your energy pumping because the person that's about to come up on stage, he needs that energy. He feeds off of it, and he knows what he's about to teach might change your life. So please help me welcome Mr. Howard Partridge.
Sati!
Woo!
All right, am I on? I'm on. Hey, give it up for Santiago. How many of you were here last night? Listen, did you see the folks that were on this stage? Am I a blessed man or what? All right, so let's give it up for the team. Yes. Let's give it up for our sponsors for making this happen. Yes. Y'all are happy to be here, right? I mean, they helped make it happen. I know you're going to clap for this one because I want to recognize one more person, and that is you. Give yourselves a big hand clap. I'm going to tell you something that other than the grace of Almighty God, the people that He has put in my life, my family, my team, and you has absolutely changed my life. So I want to ask you again, how are you doing? Doing phenomenal? Oh, better than phenomenal? BTP, what does BTP stand for? You want to know how I'm doing? I'm doing BTP, OTT, WCEB, LTD, OTC, MBM, OTP, exclamation point. He has gone insane. And nobody clapped for that because you don't know what it means, right? It's good, I'm telling you. It's like, it's more than better than phenomenal. It's better than better than better than phenomenal. In fact, I have a couple people, maybe up to four, that actually knows what this means. So I'm going to need a hand mic. Where's Carl and Lewis? Lewis, right there with that microphone. Look at it. Oh, Susan already got her hand up. So let's give it up for Susan Schultz. Come on, Susan. Now you got to come up here, girl. You got to come up here and say it. Okay, you can look at it. What does that mean?
No, it's just the letters. It is better than phenomenal, over the top, who could ever believe, living the dream, off the chart, most blessed man on the planet.
Woo! Give it up for Susan. Hey, Lewis. Lewis, I got a prize for Susan right there. All right. Who else remembered that or has it written down? Denise? Tessa? Come on up here. All right. There might be one more. Who else was on that call the other day?
It was
just us. Just the three of you.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
But I can do it.
We might test somebody else. Oh, you want to do it twice so you get two prizes?
I can do it without the letters.
Oh, you're going to do it without the letters. Okay, yes. All right.
Okay.
Woo!
So, better than phenomenal, over the top, who could ever believe, living the dream, off the charts, most blessed man on the planet.
Yes! Yes! Awesome. Take one of those prizes right there and give that mic to Denise.
I have to have the letters.
You have to have the letters? Do it.
Better than phenomenal, over the top, who could ever believe, living the dream, off the charts, most blessed man on the planet.
Yes, awesome. Get one of those prizes right there. Now, how many of you are here for the first time? And how many of you that have your hand up right now that are not Inner Circle members yet are thinking about leaving at this moment? You're like, I don't know what I just showed up to. But my goal is that you're going to be better than phenomenal. You're going to say that every morning, that you're better than phenomenal. Who could ever believe over the top? Who could ever believe living the dream, off the charts, most blessed man or woman on the planet? And I'm telling you, that's how I feel. And the reason I feel that way is because I get the privilege and the honor of leading this community. And it is a community. There are people in this room right now, marriages have been saved, relationships have been restored, people have gotten out of debt, people have walked through cancer, we've been able to walk through that with them, and they've survived and got on the other side of it. Business growth, some people, I won't mention any names, but some people have even been the recipients of counseling and therapy, Bruce DeLoach and John Michalitis. I mean, it's like, you know, I wonder why Bruce is always willing to pick me up and take me everywhere and, you know, go to my meetings and all of that. And Joanna actually lets me and Santi stay at their house and all that. I'm like, why would they do this for me? Oh, yes, Bruce needs therapy. Got it. Okay. All right. You have blessed me beyond belief. And the reason that I have this picture on the screen right now is because that is a phenomenal representation of how blessed I feel. We just went to Amsterdam, and a couple of conferences ago, there was a guy here, his name is Don. He's from, he's Dutch. And so in Dutch, it's Don, and if you're from Alabama, it's Dan. Okay, and he's here, and he said, man, I want to bring you guys over to Amsterdam. So my wife, myself, Tom Ziegler, and Dana went to Amsterdam, did a full-day seminar, and he did the same thing. He got therapy. He took us all over the place and just hosted us. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, here I'm traveling all over the world with Ziegler. I'm able to help other people facilitate. And really, it's not me, it's you. We're able to help each other reach their biggest dreams and goals in life. I now know how Zig Ziglar felt. I wake up every day so grateful to be a part of this. You know, we have a God that loves us. You have people, whether you realize it or not, you have people around you. Right now, maybe in this room, you have people that love you and that care about you. It's phenomenal. It's BTPOTTWCEBLTDOTC. I mean, literally, I feel like the most blessed man on the planet. And here's the thing about being blessed. The thing about being blessed is everybody can be blessed. Being blessed doesn't mean that you take something from someone else. It means exactly the opposite, that then you can give out to other people. And that's what we want for you. In fact, we were in the third largest newspaper in Amsterdam, featured there. Now, I can't read it because it's in Dutch, all right? But I was like, hey, cool, there's our picture in the newspaper. And so now the word is getting out. You know, yesterday we did a full day of internet marketing. We're talking about building your platform. And so much of this happened just from being involved in Ziegler and being all over the internet and everything. And it's just been amazing. But the reason that we're here today is to help you be more successful in your life and in your business. And I want to ask you a question. In fact, I'm going to ask you several questions. I'm going to ask you, what does success mean to you? Who wants to help me out? What does success mean to you? Matt.
Growth.
There's some peanuts for you. Oh, I'll get it for you. Hold on. I'll get it. Here's two more. Okay. All right, there we go. All right, Southwest peanuts. Ruth. Serving others. Peanuts for you. All right. By the way, in case you don't know what the peanuts are all about, I was on Southwest Airlines, and when I travel, the first thing I do is ask that flight attendant their name. Why do I do that? to create a relationship, create rapport, open a conversation so that I can tell them what? That they're phenomenal. And then I can ask them why they're phenomenal. We engage in a conversation, and I'm going to plant a seed there that's going to bless other people, right? And then what happens? I get better service. Now, sometimes it doesn't peanuts for you, Brenda. What was your answer?
Living your dream.
Living your dream. LTD, it was up there. That's right, living the dream. And so I fell asleep during the peanut handout. And I wanted to give this lady a hard time. And I was like, hey, do people who fall asleep during the peanut handout, do they not get any peanuts? And she looked at me and she said, I can tell. In fact, I knew it the second you got on the plane, started asking me all these questions, that you were going to be trouble. So I'm going to take care of you. So she comes over with a whole bag of peanuts and dumps them on my lap. They went everywhere. And then she goes, that'll keep you busy for a while. Like, okay. So the next day, I went to speak at a convention. There were 500 people in the audience, and I started throwing peanuts. Anybody want peanuts? Here you go. Whoa, Michael. Hey, look at that. All right, there we go. Anybody else want peanuts? Who wants peanuts? There we go. Way back there. There we go. So I decided that I like throwing stuff. You know, it's like 500 people in the audience. It's like, it keeps them awake. So after lunchtime, we're going to have something that's a little bit heavier. Okay? Like, that'll keep you awake. By the way, do you know what the balloons are like? Anybody want peanuts over here? Okay. AC's like, no, brother. I'm leaving on the next break. I don't know what you're doing, but it ain't cool. All right, there we go. All right. So you came here because you want to be more successful. Let me ask you a question. Would you agree that if you could simply get more done in a day, that you would be more successful? Yes?
Yes.
How many of you have a to-do list that you don't get through every day? How many of you would agree with this statement that the number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is something called FTI, failure to implement? How many of you would agree that if you could get done everything that you needed to do, that you should do, that you'd be more successful? Yes? Everybody agree with that? I think we all agree with that. In fact, that's the biggest reason that you joined up in Inner Circle. So I have another question for you. I'm going to have a lot of questions for you. Now I have something a little bit more significant here. Not peanuts. Prizes. These are called Round Tuits. They're Ziegler Round Tuits. Did you know that this was Zig Ziglar's business card? So, hey, Michael, when are you going to write that book? When I get around to it. So he would give them a round to it. Said, well, now you got around to it, so get on that book, right? And by the way, you can turn these in at the table for a phenomenal prize. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. Why do we not implement? Sherry. Actually, let's get the microphone for this one. Yeah, stand up, address the group, microphone.
All right, I think we don't implement as a small business owner because we're so busy in our business being busy that we find ourselves at the end of the day with, oh my gosh, what did I do? And oh my gosh, look at all the things I didn't do.
Bingo.
So I don't think it's on purpose. I just think that we just have so much stuff.
Bingo. Round to it for you. Give Sherry a big hand clap. There we go. All right, someone else. Brenda, why do we not implement? Why?
Fear.
Fear. What do you mean by fear?
Well, fear of failure is one of the areas of fear. Another area of fear may just be false evidence appearing real.
Usually is.
Yes. And the fear of making a mistake.
Yes.
The fear of not doing it right.
Yes.
The fear of not having the right people around you. Whatever those things are that are holding us back, fear is the root cause of that.
Fear. Yes. Give it up for Brenda. There you are, dear. By the way, we got two hands over here. By the way, let me give you a little self-coaching exercise. How many of you would agree that all of us have some level of stinking thinking from time to time? I got my hand up. All right. I have fear. I have stinking thinking sometimes. And I learned a little coaching exercise, a self-coaching exercise. It always helps when someone else processes it with you, but let me teach it to you. And we'll get into this a little bit later, but what's the fear behind the fear? And then when you identify that, what's the fear behind that? What's the fear behind that? What's the fear behind that? I was coaching someone one time. She didn't want to make marketing calls. I said, why? She said, because I'm afraid. I said, what are you afraid of? They won't like me. And what's the fear behind that? Well, they won't use me. And what's the fear behind that? Well, then I won't be able to pay my bills. What's the fear behind that? Well, I won't be able to feed my kids. It went all the way back. And I said, let me ask you a question. Have your kids ever gone hungry, regardless of the financial problems you had? No. Are these people using you anyway? No. So replace the fear with the truth. It's not always easy, but you always have to confess the truth. Change your mind. Get focused on what the actual truth is. Okay, I'm going to take these two more, and then we got to move on. Marcy.
I think one of the reasons we don't implement is we don't have a plan.
We don't have a plan. Excellent. Give Marcy a big hand clap. And Amber, thank you.
Well, those three took my top three.
They took your top three?
But I believe there's another one.
Okay.
And it's just procrastination and laziness.
Procrastination and laziness. Thank you very much. Round to it for you. Give Amber a big hand clap. All right. So let's jump into this. Why don't we implement? Lack of time. Sherry was talking about that. By the way, you do have a handout in your folders if you want to go ahead and grab that. There is a handout in your folders. So is it really a lack of time? Is it a lack of focus? Rick Jones challenged me, by the way, on this. He said, Howard, I want you to dig deep, and you get up here this morning and you tell us why we don't implement. He challenged me. And when Rick Jones challenges you, what do you got to do? You better rise to the occasion. You better start studying. Is it lack of time, lack of focus, lack of discipline? Is it a lack of motivation? Somebody said laziness. Or is it really a lack of inspiration? See, I believe that it's a lack of inspiration. Zig Ziglar said this. He said that the secret ingredient of success is desire. Oh, we didn't get to the balloons. You guys know what the balloons are for, right? Everybody blow up your balloon. Blow up your balloon. We didn't do that earlier. Sorry about that. Blow up your balloon. These balloons are very important. This is like part of the experience. Don't tie that off yet, Jerry. Okay. You want your balloon to be not as big as Bruce's. Bruce has some issues, and if your balloon is this big, it means you have a big ego. Okay? So you want it at about the size of Joanna's. And also, I just came up with an idea. I think we should do the balloons like in the colors of our disc profile, so each person gets their color. So the C is not for you. You need a red one, okay? And anyway, so you want it about that size. Now, is there anybody at your table that has issues with loud noises? If you do, then this table, no balloon popping. Give your balloon to somebody else. No balloon popping. Don't pop a balloon behind this gentleman. Anybody else? Okay, the reason for these balloons is feedback. I need feedback. I need to know how I'm doing. Our other speakers need to know how they're doing. And the feedback, don't tie this off too small, because what you're going to do is when you have an aha moment, you're going to take your pen and you're going to pop that balloon. And that's going to remind everybody that, that was good. All right? And if it's too small, your pen's going to bounce off the balloon. So you might want to do another one if you did yours too small. If it's too big, then it's going to blow everybody off the table. You don't want that. All right. There's also a message there. What does that balloon say? Say it with me. My goal is to get you to believe that. Zig Ziglar said that the secret ingredient of success is desire. And here's the question. Where does desire come from? Desire comes from a vision. Desire comes from a vision. Write that down. Desire comes from a vision. This is what Zig Ziglar said. What kind of a vision? A vision that comes when you finally get inspired. When you begin to believe what's possible for your life, when you begin to believe in yourself, when you begin to believe that you can do what another person can do, when you believe that you can actually reach your dreams and goals in life, you'll get a vision. It's all about the dream. I'm going to tell you this right now. We had one of our inner circle members in the office the other day, Jimmy, and Santi did a phenomenal, fabulous job with him. And then I came in and spent some time with him, and we started talking about FTI. And he said, "Man, I wish that there was just a magic pill for FTI." And I said, "You know what? There is. And it's called vision. It's called a dream." See, John Maxwell said this. He said that a dream is an inspiring picture. An inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, your will, and your emotions, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. So here's the deal. Why don't we have a vision? Why don't we have a dream? Would you agree with me that if your dream is meaningful enough to you, not somebody else's dream, not what somebody else told you that you could be or couldn't be, your dream, would you agree that if it's meaningful enough, that it would make you get up earlier, it would make you crawl across broken glass, it would make you do the hard things that you don't want to do? See, the problem is our vision isn't meaningful enough. And I don't even use the word big. I use the word big to me means meaningful, because all of us are called to different places in life. What's meaningful to you? So if I don't get you to do anything, now a lot of people that were here yesterday and last night, they said, Sherry Perry told me, she said, "I could have left last night. It would have been worth the trip." And we try to over-deliver here. But if I can get you to do one thing, if I can get you to dream, if I can get you to have such a compelling vision for your life and the people around you and your business, I can promise you, you will implement. I promise. Because see, the only two reasons that people change is desperation and inspiration. The problem with desperation, as soon as you get in the comfort zone again, you stop trying. We have to keep going until we get inspired, until we get inspired so much that I will do whatever it takes. And then it kicks up into the phenomenal gear, which is, I'm so inspired because of what has happened as a result of what I've dreamed up so far, that now I can't wait to see what's next. Because here's the fact, when you start pursuing your dream, what's going to happen is you're going to do things that you never even imagined. One of my favorite scriptures says, "Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we could ask, think, or imagine." be the glory and honor and power. That's a lot. And I've lived that. But I got another question for you. Why don't we have that big of a dream? Why don't we have a dream that's so compelling, so inspiring, so real that we'll do that to pursue it, to reach it? Why? You want to know the answer to that one? There it is right there. We don't believe it. Thank you. Why do we not believe it? Talk to me. Poor self-image. People have told us that we're not good enough, we're not fast enough, we're not strong enough. Rudy Rudiger, the guy, have you guys seen the movie Rudy? I interviewed Rudy for 8 hours in the Zig Ziglar Studios a few years ago, the real guy from the movie Rudy, and it was like wrestling with an 800-pound gorilla in that room. Because I was trying to pin this guy down to what success is. Everybody said he was too small, too slow, and not smart enough. But did he prove him wrong? Not only did he go to Notre Dame, he played football for Notre Dame. And then he said, I'm going to make a movie about the experience. What do you think they said to him? You're crazy. Guy's nuts. The people who are crazy enough to think that they could change the world around them are usually the ones that do. Because they have a vision. They believe. So I hope that you'll expand your belief today. Why do we not believe? Denise said it. Because all human beings, to one degree or another, suffer from a poor self-image. We don't think we can because other people have told us that we couldn't. We haven't experienced it. We haven't. Maybe we don't know, you know, what it is that's possible because we've just never seen it in our lives. And that's one of the reasons that we're here. When you see other people around you that are doing the things that you want to do, you get inspired. In fact, the greatest life lesson that I've learned is get around people who are already doing what it is that you want to do. Get around people that have the spiritual life you want to have, that know the things that you want to know, that are doing the things that you want to do, and learn from them. That's the key. That's why we're here. It's called community. We need each other to reach these goals and dreams. And I'm going to share with you why you can reach your dreams. This is the key right here. If you'll finally get this, it changes everything. You can reach your biggest dreams and goals because you are phenomenal. You are. Some of us still don't believe that you're a phenomenal product, created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, to have a phenomenal life. Zig Ziglar said you're born to win. He said that man is designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. So why don't we say that together? If we're going to fix stinking thinking and we're going to confess the truth, why don't we say that together? You ready? This is called the I am confession. It's the truth. I don't call it an affirmation. An affirmation is speaking the truth about the future. This is the I am confession that this is who I am today. You ready? Let's go. I am
born to win, but to be the winner I was born to be, I must plan to win and prepare to win before I expect to win. But when I plan to win and prepare to win, I can't expect to win. I am designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with seeds of greatness. I am a phenomenal product, created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal.
Amen and amen and amen. Do you believe it? All right, so here's the wheel of life that we're going to do a little bit later. You need to do this every quarter. You need to do the business wheel and the life wheel every quarter. So let me ask you a question. There's seven core areas of life on here: family, mental, financial, spiritual, career, personal, and physical. Which one of those areas were you created to be unsuccessful in? How successful are you supposed to be, created to be, born to be in those areas? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much?
10.
10? Who said 11? Borderline 11. Who said that? There's a crazy movie called Gone Fishing with Joe Pesci and who is the other?
Danny Glover.
Okay, so there's one other person from, are you from Lower Alabama, whoever said that? Okay. Like, oh yeah, I like dumb movies. Like, Oh Brother's like my favorite movie, right? I mean, like dumb movies. This is a dumb movie. But they're talking about their experience and say, hey, Gus, man, that was a 10. And then they look at each other and say, borderline 11. See, a phenomenal life is understanding that not only can you be a 10, but then when the phenomenal factor kicks in, that God kicks in and the people around you kick in, then you're going to color outside the lines. You're going to do stuff and experience stuff that nobody ever experienced before. One of the things I love to listen to before I speak is I posted on my Facebook the other day, is this video with Les Brown and Zig Ziglar. And Les Brown is going, man. He said, Les Brown said that the key is you. It's you. What would happen to us if we accepted that? That I'm supposed to be phenomenally successful in all those areas. What would happen to our thinking? Let me ask you another question. If you were bored, how many of you don't know exactly what your dream is? You couldn't like define it or draw a picture, okay? Probably nobody's going to raise their hand on this one, but it's probably true. But let me ask you a question. If you were borderline 11 on all seven areas of life, would you be living your dream? Absolutely. So you make that your goal. Here's my definition of success. My definition of success is becoming the person you were created to be. Because when you become a different person, then you'll do things differently and you'll have a different outcome. But you will not have the things that you want to have if you don't do the things that you need to do because you don't believe that you can do it. You won't do it. If I don't believe that I'm going to get the outcome, I'm not going to do it. That's FTI, right? So the FTI, the action, the implementation, is right in the middle of be and have. But you will not do it until you see it. Zig Ziglar said that you have to see it before you reach it. You have to see it in your mind. You have to have that picture. But here's the thing. You have a gift. Pierre, you have a gift. Sherry, you have a gift. Brenda, you have a gift. Bruce, you have a gift. Lewis, you have a gift. Susan, you have a gift. Every single one of you has a gift that God gave you. He gave you a unique fingerprint. He gave you a gift that nobody else has, and that gift is irrevocable. The two most important days in anybody's life is the day you were born and the day you discover why. You have a gift. God has a plan. He has a purpose for your life. It's up to us to find out what it is. I love this saying right here, discovering your dream involves discovering your passion and your gifts. So I want to help you right now discover your passion, discover your purpose, and I'm going to give you some clues. All right, write this in your handout. First question, what do you cry about? What do you cry about? Later on, I want you to think about that question. And this, by the way, comes from John Maxwell's book, Intentional Living. It's his latest book. It came out last October. And I can't wait to get to his top meeting next month and get his next book. We always get his book before it comes out. and it's on capacity. Talk about systems. It's about it, I'll be talking about that next, on capacity. I don't even know the name of it yet. But what do you cry about? I want you to think about that and write down the things that you cry about. In other words, what are the problems that you want solved in the world? Number two, what do you sing about? What do you always talk about? What are the things that you find yourself talking about? And third, what do you dream about? What do you find yourself daydreaming about? That picture's in there somewhere. It just might be buried. It might be hidden. Don't do this now, but later on during the conference, you need to take some time to think about this, but write down 3 to 5 things that you would do for free. That's going to reveal your passion. And then what you want to do is write down 3 to 5 problems that you want to solve in the world. And what you're going to do is you're going to match those, all right? So if I take my passions, the things I love to do, the things that I would do for free, what do you think that I would do for free no matter what? Those of you that know me, what would I do just in the course of everyday life? I would encourage people. Yeah, I've done that all my life. I would encourage people. What problem do I want to solve in the world? A stinking thinking problem. Guess what? I didn't even really know this until 6 or 7 years ago. Now, that might be a little scary, but I had a phenomenal life before then. But now it's BTP, OTT, WCEB, LTD, OTC, MBM, OTP, exclamation point. Because when you discover your passion and your passion meets your purpose, your potential is unleashed. Until then, you're limited. You're limited. You'll find your purpose when your deep passion meets the world's need. Let me give you an example. Dave Ramsey. He was passionate about a debt problem that he wanted solved in the world. What did he do for free? He taught people financial peace in Sunday school for free. Now look at him. John Maxwell became passionate about leadership, started teaching it in church for free. Look at him now. What about you? What do you cry about? What do you sing about? What do you dream about? What would you do for free? And what problem in the world would you like solve? You match those up, now we're getting close. All right, let me give you quickly 5 ways to dream. Number one is the confession. Belief. Keep confessing to yourself and accept that for yourself. Number two is the dream list. The dream list. Number three is the vision board. Number four is the perfect day. And number five is the wheel of life. I love this quote right here. It says, to accomplish great things, we must not only act, do, implement, but also dream. Not only plan, but also believe. I would recommend that you take that I am confession and have that in a place where you can see it at all times. There are bracelets on your table to remind you of that. Even if you don't wear it, if you put it on your desk, to remind you that you are phenomenal. If we believe in God, if we believe that God made us, does God make anything that's not phenomenal? The answer is no. Number two is the dream list. This is in the Ziegler Planner. 2017 is coming up, so you're going to want to start your 2017 planner. I already started mine. I already got my, I'm going to Destin the second this thing is over, and I'm going to get into 2017. Number three is the vision board. This is that inspiring picture. You guys know about my dream beach. And the story there that I discovered it almost 20 years ago. And over the last 20 years, I've been dreaming about that. Well, I went through a lot of trials over the last 20 years, acquiring that property, finally building a house, and now Denise has decided to quit her job, and we're selling our home in Houston, and we're going to move into that dream home that's almost done. Okay? And by the way, you helped me. But what happened was when I was going through a tremendous problems in my business, I had a vision board. I had a picture of that seaside post office. Then I had a picture of Stallworth, and I looked at it every single day. I also have another dream, and that is that we have pods. We have Inner Circle pods around the world. And guess what? We're starting to see Amsterdam, New Hampshire. Rodney's in the house right over here. We were in New Hampshire last week, and we had a phenomenal time up there. It was awesome, and they got a great community. Talk about community, and they got a great vision for that community. So you might want to draw it out. I'm going to show you how to do that in just a minute. Number four is the perfect day. What does your perfect day look like? Mine is on that YOLO board right there. My work day, my perfect work day is happening right now. But the planner also has something else really cool in it. Every day, you can check off the different areas of life. Did you exercise? Did you read something? Did you pray, or whatever spiritual means to you? Did you have a little bit of fun, recreation? Did you spend time with your family? Did you work on your career? Did you interact with some people? Did you work on your financial goals? And so I have a little system that what I check off and what I don't and why. And if you do that every day, that keeps you focused. And then number five is the wheel of life. Here's how you take the wheel of life and you create a vision for it. I learned this from Tom Ziegler in the Ziegler training, is you take the wheel of life and you draw a picture. You draw a picture. And it has the seven different spokes. This is just a dream. The dream comes first, and then you set goals from that dream. But every day, if I ever get fuzzy, I ever get any stinking thinking, I got my vision right there. And I want to close with seven steps of implementation, and then we'll pick up on this a little bit later on. This is in your handout. Number one, you got a dream. If you don't have a vision, you're not going to take action. I love this. I'll share that with you later. Number two, you got to assess where you are. That's where that wheel of life comes in. Number three is take that wheel of life, where you want to go, where you are right now, and set some goals. Number four, you got to have a plan. This is all in the Ziegler planner, by the way. Number five is build systems. You want to have simple systems in your business and in your life, and I'll talk more about that in the next presentation on Systems 2.0. Number six, get coaching. Implementation doesn't happen by yourself. It takes coaching, it takes support, encouragement, and accountability. It takes a community. And then track your progress and do it over again. Why do we not focus? Because we've forgotten where we're going. I love this quote from Frank Outlaw. It's in my book, Think and Be Phenomenal. When you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. When you change your performance, you change your life. It all starts with how you think, and then your beliefs change. When your belief changes, everything else changes. If I believe that something bad's going to happen, what's my attitude going to be? In the toilet. If I believe that I'm phenomenal, good things are going to happen, good things can happen, what's my attitude going to be? Earl Nightingale said this. He said, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with emotion and repetition eventually will become a reality. And by the way, for those of you that are believers, this is scriptural too. Here's what Jesus said. He said, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and they will be granted to you. But you got to make sure you're in God's will, right? Before you ask for those. He might give it to you and it's not his will, and that ain't going to be good. I'm just saying. Zig Ziglar said, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. And Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill said, thoughts are things. They're physical things that manifest in your mind and then become a reality. A lady by the name of Dr. Carolyn Leaf said this, those thoughts that are things, they grow. Whatever you focus on, whatever your mind is consumed with, is going to grow. And when you look at what happens in your brain, it's like a tree. It's literally like a bush or a tree. It grows and grows and grows. That's why we have to confess the truth. Because emotions lie. Emotions mess us up. Doubt and unbelief messes us up. So we got to keep putting the good, the pure, the positive, as Zig said, in our minds every single day. So watch your thoughts, because your thoughts become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. By the way, that's who you are. Your character is who you are, and your character, who you are, becomes your destiny. So believe that you are loved. A book by Kevin Hall is called Aspire. It's all about words. He said that word believe comes from, it really means beloved. We believe because we are loved. God loves you. God loves you. He has a plan for your life. I know you. Some of you didn't come to a business conference to hear that God loves you, but that's the very best thing that you can hear. Created for a reason. And only then can you become. We need each other. We need community. We need each other to help us believe in ourselves. So there's a gift that comes from community. It's called the gift of the sea. The gift of the support, the encouragement, and the accountability. What if every single one of us had people in our lives that would support us, help us to have the life that we want to have, that would encourage us to do the things that we're supposed to do, and the accountability to become the person that we're created to be? That's why I'm the most blessed man on the planet. It's because I have people around me. I have you. I have my team. I have people all around me that and God that loves me. I have people that support me, people that encourage me, people that help me to be accountable to the vision that God's given me. Santiago and I got to hear from Dan Cathy a couple weeks ago, and he said this, that when God gives you a vision, he will give you the provision. When God gives you a provision, he will give you the provision for it. So what's God's vision for your life? What's the vision for your business? How's it going to make a difference? What's going to inspire you to get up and make it happen and implement every day? It's that vision, that sense of purpose, understanding your gift, and the support, the encouragement, and accountability of community. And one of the most significant people in my life that I've dedicated my next book called Phenomenal Success Stories 2 is none other than our next speaker, Santiago Arango. Next to my wife, yes, give him a big hand clap.